Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I want to show you all some good versus evil. Law versus lawless. A beautiful expression of our First Amendment rights is currently breaking out in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where protests have snowballed over the past few days, gotten larger and larger, and now this aerial view of protesters is being weaponized by right-wingers who are calling this, quote, massive amounts of leftists storming the streets of Minneapolis to force police into surrendering. Let me play you the videos of these, quote, leftists storming the streets, because what you'll find is that the leftists storming the streets are just concerned American citizens. Look at this guy with the Star Wars board. Is this a leftist storming the street to you?
With a PG sign. Thank you, Patrick, for
that.
Walk me through this sign for people who don't know Star Wars. What does this mean to you right now?
Well, our current government reminds me of the Galactic Empire from Star Wars. You have a guy that wants to be the supreme ruler, the emperor, his second in command, that'll do whatever he says to do, whether it's right or wrong.
True.
A lot of wrong lately, especially what we saw here with Ms. Good and what happened to her. And masked law enforcement officials. I had never seen those outside of Star Wars until ICE showed up and started coming into people, our communities in this country.
Very well said. Do these look like hardcore leftists, radical leftists storming the streets to you? They're saying, say her name, Renee Good, and they are massive protests spanning down the streets. Do these look like radical leftists?
Yeah, I've been protesting since Thursday, and I think you're right. Every time the crowd is a lot bigger. I think it's important for us to stand up for those who can't safely leave their homes. I think it's important for us to stand up against any signs of fascism. I think it's important for us to stand up for justice and protect the lives of people who are in this country, to support their families, to be a part of our communities and support this beautiful state. And we're just out here to say, fuck Trump, abolish ICE, arrest Jonathan Ross, impeach Kristi Noem, and bring justice to anyone who's ever been wronged by the patriarchy and fascist communities.
These aren't even hard asks. Kristi Noem should be impeached absolutely immediately. Shout out to Status Quo for these clips, and shout out to the great Americans who are protesting on the streets. They want to paint these Americans as fascists, paid agitators. What did this tweet say? Massive amounts of leftists storm the streets. I've shown you a Star Wars fan, who's not a Star Wars fan, and a woman who just wants to impeach Kristi Noem for lying to our eyes.
You're setting up a very clear criteria there for what sounds like could be justice for Minneapolis and maybe many other communities across this country right now. But in order to get that justice, you're going to need leadership willing to go get it. Are you seeing the needed leadership from the opposition party, from the Democratic Party right now, that you want to see in this moment?
I think Tim Walz has done a great job of speaking up. I think it's sad to see him go. He's not running for a third term, but I think it's leaving space for people with more progressive ideas to take the next step that's necessary. I think Jacob Frey has stepped up more than we've needed him to. I know a lot of people have been disappointed with him in the past.
Jacob Frey has been doing a great job. He has really, really been stepping up, especially as Trump continues to ramp up and try to intimidate more and more and more. Check out the Border Patrol stopping a car in the middle of the street and saying this is the last and final warning. Or he says it's the first and final warning, which is even worse.
Down the window. Go down the window. Hey, this is gonna be your one and final warning. You continue to do what you're doing, you will be arrested.
And then I showed this earlier, but an officer just stands there and brandishes his weapon for a few more seconds while everyone else walks away. Absolutely fascistic, thugs out in the streets. So again, when the right-wingers say the leftists are storming the streets, it is a distortion of reality. Check out comedian Tim Dillon breaking down the absurdity of this.
And you have ICE. And who the hell are they? We don't even know. These are people that, like, answered an ad on Craigslist. I mean, these people, who is joining ICE? I mean, these people are so shot. The people who are joining ICE are so shot. You know, they don't have anything going on. These are people who, like, a mole threw out because they couldn't do, like, security at a mall. They, like, you know, I don't know what they did, but they're out now. They maybe attacked a child or something. So I don't know who's, you know, they got ICE in there.
Now listen, we've clearly reached a boiling point with ICE in America. When Trump first took office, as I've repeatedly said, it was clear that he was using ICE in fascistic ways right off the bat. Biden's ICE was not like this whatsoever. Trump's ICE immediately got the funding that is larger than most countries' militaries. They immediately masked up and took to the streets for these performative stunts while the economy was suffering. Now we see people so pissed at ICE, not just for the reallocation of funds from criminal people to people who are here to live their lives, not just mad because people are being snagged outside of the courthouse. People were mad at that before, but now it is next level. Last month, a 79-year-old gets their rib cracked. This month, a U.S. citizen gets killed. We're learning that people are being raped, and they are trying to say that this person, in the clip that I'm about to play, is the actual domestic terrorist.
Are you at all hopeful that there will be something still to save? You know, come, it seems like you're pushing for an electoral solution.
Look at all the people. Look at all the people here. Look at the people. Look at the children. Look at all the nationalities we have. All the rich, wonderful country that we have. I'm the grandchild of immigrants, you know? So there you go.
You remain hopeful about what they...
Just come out in the street and see that people aren't going to say, you know, aren't going to stop. They're not going to stop being in the street.
These are patriotic Americans who want their voices heard, and the protests are getting massive. And what do the signs say? They aren't calls to violence. It says, for all that are afraid. It says, we want to melt ICE in Minnesota. It says, ICE out of MSP. It says, F ICE, melt ICE. Genuinely, just Americans who are saying, leave us alone. Stop occupying our cities. The hypermilitarization of a country, the mobilization of the military and masked agents into cities, is one of the core tenets of fascism, along with the suppression of media, the suppression of dissent, the attacking of all political enemies, trying to consolidate power, and having a cult around you, a cult wrapped around your finger while trying to expand your executive power. All of those things define what Trump is doing right now to a T. He has attacked law firms, attacked universities because he doesn't want critical thinking students coming out of those universities. He's attacked the press because the press covers stuff like this. We are the variable that he did not think of. Make sure you subscribe below because independent media is very important in this moment. And what you guys do is very important in this moment. The community that we're building will continue to push forward, continue to protest. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.